Police have found three human bones during their search for the body of missing Queensland schoolboy Daniel Morcombe. The discovery was revealed late yesterday and the bones are now undergoing forensic tests. It follows the discovery of a second shoe on Saturday. Police and SES volunteers have been searching bushland on the Sunshine Coast now for more than a week. Hundreds of trucks are converging on Canberra this morning as part of a mass protest calling for a new federal election. Most of the protesters are angry about the government's plan for a carbon tax. Opposition leader Tony Abbott will address the rally later today. Australia's biggest steelmaker, BlueScope Steel, will announce today it's axing at least 1,000 jobs. Newspaper reports say the company's planning to close two facilities in New South Wales and Victoria. The National Secretary of the Australian Workers' Union, Paul Howes, is warning that manufacturing is now facing one of its worst periods since the Great Depression. New South Wales police have seized cannabis worth $22.5 million during a five-month investigation targeting houses in Sydney Southwest. Officers from Strike Force Zambezi have raided 58 houses since the operation began back in March. 18 people have been arrested and face a range of drug-related charges. And the former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominic Strauss-Kahn, could be a free man later this week. The New York Post is reporting prosecutors are preparing to drop sexual assault charges against him. Strauss-Kahn was arrested in New York in May for allegedly trying to rape a hotel maid.